With official interest rates now at record lows, Australia's real estate market is starting to heat up. Analysts estimate that property prices in Australia's capital cities have jumped about 2% just over the few months of winter. Home values still haven't passed peaks reached in early 2011, but if the nation's biggest market, Sydney, carries its winter momentum into the spring selling season, they won't take long to get there. With investors the driving force behind the gains, first home buyers are becoming increasingly worried about whether they'll be ever able to afford their own place. Our business reporter Michael Yander ventured out into one of Australia's current real estate hotspots in Sydney.
But opening Baroka here now, in your hands, apartment number 9 of 61 to 89 Buckingham Street.
$710,000.
I didn't even finish my spill.
The auction room's a daunting place for buyers at the best of times, but the tension's palpable when the property market's running hot.
$710,000's the bid. We'll start calling around buyers. You let me know where you want to be. Sir, you flinched.
$715,000. $720,000.
The aggressive bidding for this two-bedroom inner-city apartment is symptomatic of a property market on the boil. And SQM Research Director Louis Christopher says nowhere is hotter than Sydney at the moment.
We're seeing on the ground a very mixed picture. So it is quite clear that, for example, in Sydney, prices are accelerating, and we believe the current tempo is about a 9 to 12% price increase per annum.
Louis Christopher says other cities aren't seeing the same gains because they have more properties for sale.
Sydney listings at about 23,000, so that there's 23,000 properties on the market right now. And Melbourne, as a contrast, has 46,000, basically double. Brisbane, of course, a far smaller city compared to Sydney, has 26,000 listings.
Does that go a long way to explaining why the price growth is so much stronger in Sydney?
Absolutely. The reality is that over the past 12 months, listings have come down fairly quickly in Sydney, so stock has been absorbed as buyer demand has increased.
Tuck wants to buy an apartment to live in close to his work in Sydney's downtown, but that shortage of properties for sale has created something of a buyer's frenzy.
My feeling is that a lot of properties, while they are nice, are being bought overvalued. One has to be careful to know, you know, how far you're willing to pay for it without sort of overcommitting yourself, you know, paying too much for something.
At the same open house, Mari says her son's been beaten at the post a few times in his quest for a first home.
Been to any auctions yet?
Been to 8.
Bidding?
Bidding at 7.
No
attempted
luck so far.
Bidding. Let's say attempted bidding.
No luck so far then?
No, been very close a couple of times, but still it was over the budget.
RP Data's research director Tim Lawless says there's a good chance that it was property investors beating her son to the punch.
Vacancy rates are sub 2%, rents are rising, and we're seeing a lot of investors really driving the market now. In fact, investor numbers are up about 20% compared to the same time last year.
Sydney-based buyer's agent Nick Viner says he's seen a lot more investors purchasing property for their self-managed super fund coming through his door.
Probably up to about $1 million is running particularly strong for a number of reasons. I think there's a lot of investors in that sector, and then there's investors who buy outright, there's investors who buy with their self-managed super funds.
Have you seen much of a pickup in interest in real estate over the last 3 or 4 years, say, from self-managed super funds?
Yes, I have, definitely. I mean, I think the word is a lot more out there that that's something that people can do.
And it was investor funds that were behind Mr. Viner's strong bids at Saturday's auction.
That's $720,000 now. $725,000. $30,000.
Louis Christopher says financial authorities may start getting concerned if the investor-driven price rises continue.
Normally we see first-home buyers start off a new housing recovery, so this is abnormal. And it suggests that potentially the recovery is more speculative, which will worry the Reserve Bank of Australia. It's no secret that when we looked at international countries such as Ireland and Spain, with their last cyclical uplift before the big crash, it was all driven by investor activity.
Mr. Christopher says the Reserve Bank will face some tough choices if investors keep piling into the property market.
They may well be faced with a situation in, say, about 12 months from now, where prices nationally may well be growing beyond their comfort zone, beyond that 7% number. Yet we still could have a situation where the overall economy is still slow, where consumer sentiment is not exactly strong, business sentiment not exactly strong. What will the RBA do? Will they lift rates despite a slowdown in the economy, just to stop a housing bubble?
One option would be for Australia's financial authorities to follow New Zealand's recent lead and put limits on the amount of low deposit loans banks can issue. But Tim Lawless says that isn't likely to happen.
If the housing market does become overheated, will be more around the lines of the commentary they're making and the jawboning stance that they have. I'd be very surprised if we actually saw a New Zealand-style intervention, a regulatory intervention in Australia.
Sharing the auction room with around 40 onlookers and perhaps half a dozen other bidders, Tuck was cautiously hopeful that he might have a chance.
I am hopeful, but then again, you never know with auctions, so...
But the first bid knocked him straight out.
It was just way too much. I mean, I spoke to another real estate agent about this particular property, and it's under about 700, really. It shouldn't go more than that, yeah.
Going to sell $755,000 first second.
It seems most first home buyers just can't keep up with cashed up investors and self-managed super funds.
Michael Yander watching the hammer fall at the property auction with that report.